This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday he's spoken to Chinese President Xi Jinping about Taiwan, and they agreed to abide by the Taiwan Agreement. Taiwan has reported 148 Chinese Air Force planes in the southern and southwestern part of its air defense zone over a four-day period beginning October 1st. The same day, China marked a key patriotic holiday, National Day. China claims Taiwan as its own territory, which should be taken by force if necessary. Taiwan says it is an independent country and will defend its freedoms and democracy, blaming China for the tensions. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden is dispatching White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan for talks with a senior Chinese foreign policy advisor. This comes as the two countries find themselves at odds on a variety of issues, including Taiwan and trade. The meeting is set for Wednesday in Zurich, Switzerland. Taiwan has asked Australia for help following the increase in recent days of incursions by Chinese jet fighters. Like most other countries, Australia does not formally recognize Taiwan's self-declared independence. However, there are important bilateral economic and social ties. Taiwan's foreign minister this week urged Australia to increase intelligence sharing and security cooperation as Beijing intensified its military presence in Taiwanese airspace. Australia's spokesperson for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade said Monday the, quote, resolution of differences over Taiwan and other regional issues must be achieved peacefully through dialogue and without the threat or use of force or coercion, end quote. The statement echoes concern from the U.S. State Department, which also said it was very concerned by Beijing's pressure on Taiwan. This is VOA News. The European Union's 27 leaders promised future membership to their six Balkan neighbors Wednesday, restating a pledge first made 18 years ago. But they brushed aside calls for a 2030 goal, fearing a backlash at home over migration. After weeks of deliberation, EU leaders agreed that Serbia, Montenegro, Bosnia-Herzegovina, North Macedonia, Kosovo, and Albania have a place in the world's largest trading bloc if they fulfill the criteria on areas from judicial reform to economics. Many in the Balkans feel the EU declaration is an empty statement, with the enlargement process blocked by various disputes both in Brussels and Serbian political leaders reluctant to ever recognize Kosovo's 2008 independence. European leaders are divided on how to respond to the record rise in energy prices, with France and Spain calling Wednesday for bold EU-wide action, while others urged patience. While Europe's winter is fast approaching, the cost of energy on the continent is shooting higher, putting pressure on national governments, some of which have implemented emergency measures. The price surge has also soured already difficult ties with Russia, Europe's main gas source, which is suspected of withholding supply to needle the West and get a newly built pipeline activated. Spain, France, and Greece are asking for the EU as a whole to respond and have mooted a wide range of proposals to overhaul the continent's highly fragmented energy market. France and the United States edged closer Tuesday towards settling their differences following a dispute over Washington's decision to exclude Paris from a new Indo-Pacific security alliance. French President Emmanuel Macron and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met in Paris to explore ways to overcome the rift over the deal, which scuttled a multi-billion-dollar French submarine contract with Australia and led Macron's government to take the unprecedented step of recalling its ambassador to the United States. Pfizer said Wednesday it will study the effectiveness of its vaccine against COVID-19 by inoculating the entire population older than 12 in a town in southern Brazil. The study will be conducted with Brazil's national vaccination program, local health authorities, a hospital, and the federal university. Germany's Benjamin List and David McMillan of the United States won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry Wednesday. The Nobel Committee said the duo was awarded for developing a precise new tool for molecular construction that has had a great impact on pharmaceutical research and made chemistry greener. They share a $1.1 million prize. By remote, Diane Roberts.